South African Football Association President Danny Udon has dismissed corruption allegations involving the buying of Fun Valley project as being utter rubbish, despite the Hawks investigating the matter.
There have been people who said we have lodged cases with the Hawks, I believe. They said...
No, it's rubbish. No, I won't even go with that. It's utter rubbish.
Hmm. Have you heard from there?
No, it's utter rubbish.
Yeah.
I will actually give you all the documents. Yeah. You look at it. No, it's a rubbish.
Yeah, okay.
No, rubbish. No, one of the things that this governance committee had to do is to check whether there's any criminal matter that to any candidate.
Yeah.
And candidates were cleared. No, I think you must actually...
Yeah.
Have the documents,
yeah,
and read all the documents from day one to the last. No,
yeah,
and I am not close.
Yeah,
there, it's not my business.
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand.
I'm not the signatory on the checks. I can't pay. The people who pay in SAFA is the finance, the CFO, and the COO. So ask them, please give me a copy of a check where his signature is on.
Yeah, I'm sure they can.
Udon is being accused of allegedly inflating the amount SAFA paid when they bought the Fun Valley Pleasure Resort property south of Johannesburg to turn it into a national technical center. Suspended SAFA National Executive Committee member Malesila Willimuka opened a case that is being investigated by the Hawks. The allegation is that the price was inflated from 300 million rand to 65 million rand. Some high-ranking former SAFA officials, including Muka, have put the blame on Udon. The SAFA president, who will contest his position with Vice President Ria Lebetwaba and SAFA Tswane President Soli Mohlaben in the Executive Congress on Saturday, June 25th, has questioned how the association's governance committee would allow him to run if there were genuine grounds to these corruption allegations.
It's election time, and unfortunately, a lot of claims, a lot of things are said that is not said any time during the 4 years period leading up to the election.
Mm.
During the 4 year period leading to the election, everything is nice, everything is wonderful, and then when the election comes, for the month or 2 months, then everything is wrong, everything, and then when the election is over, then we go back again and everything is fine again.
Udon said he has opened a case against Muka where he is suing the former NEC member for defamation of character. Muka has since confirmed to Times Live that he is being sued by Udon for 4.5 million rand and that the matter is with lawyers now. Muka also provided an update on the Fun Valley case, saying that the Hawks have completed the investigation and handed the file over to the National Prosecuting Authority. This is an ongoing story. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.